So LA, if LA stands for lots of awesomeness, here's Gray Drake with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We're going to talk about the movie Moxie here in just a moment, but this week on the show, Colleen and her husband have been shopping for new patio furniture, and her husband wants something that reclines, you know, he could sleep in. But Colleen's against sleeping outside because she feels like you're going to be attacked by animals.
You're too vulnerable.
Or whatever. Just wondered, have you ever slept outside, and if so, did something bad happen? And we're not talking in a tent or a camper, but you, I mean, just outside.
I haven't actually slept outside, even though my family was very big on watching television outdoors. In retrospect, I feel like electrically this was a terrible idea, but we had a like an old television on the patio and in the backyard, and we'd sit in the you know, really comfortable lounge chairs, but yet somehow I still never slept outside.
Okay.
And as an adult living in Los Angeles, I don't go outside ever at all, period.
It's funny, as a kid, I always remember those people that would bring the TV outside. Yeah. Like, and I always thought that they had the greatest idea of all time.
Right.
I thought that was fantastic. Okay, let's get to this clip from the movie Moxie.
I hate that we are shoved aside. Dismissed. Nobody does anything. Nobody listens to us.
Revolution, baby.
Somebody's ass is about to get kicked, I think.
Revolution, groove kick ass. So for all of you riot girls out there listening, Amy Poehler has directed a new film that's available for you on Netflix. And this is about young girl. She's in high school, and her name is Vivian, and she is shy. She doesn't really know what she's passionate about yet in life, and she doesn't know where she's going. And that is normal, because she is a child.
Sure.
But, of course, she thinks she needs to have it all figured out. Well, she finds her mom's stash of zines underneath her bed that were from her youth when she was busy giving everybody heck, and she was, you know, wearing leather jackets. She was talking about feminism. They were going to break down the patriarchy one brick at a time. And she realizes when she looks around her, there's a lot going on in her school that is wildly unfair to girls. Like, what's funny about this movie is that they really do go to, like, the most imbalanced school I've ever seen.
Okay.
Like, it's funny because, like, the administrator will, like, only make girls go home because of wardrobe violations.
Okay.
And then there's, like, a dude who's, like, practically naked sitting next to her. She doesn't say anything.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, this is the perfect high school to start a zine in. So she does. She follows in her mom's footsteps. She starts Moxie, and she starts changing things in her school. So this movie is a really fantastic viewing for all of your younger kids. I think your high schoolers will like it. And especially for the adults watching, this is going to really deeply satisfy you when you watch it, because the underlying message of it, I think that maybe kids are going to miss, but you will understand, is that children really do need their parents.
We always need that affirmation,
that's
don't
right.
we?
That's yeah. right.
Gray Drake joins us every week to talk about the movies, but you can always get your Gray Drake fix anytime you want, because she has her own YouTube channel. It's called The Gray Area. Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. You have a great weekend, Gray. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, everybody. I'm going to continue to sleep indoors.
Yes.
Bye.
While you wait in line at Steak and Shake, you could listen to the entire catalog of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on the on-demand page at star1025.com.